Let's start the next tosis. Alma kasava ula. Okay. Gemara is medayik from ula. Ula resolves the stira between the Mishnah Makos and the Mishnah over here. Baal achoso says ula. Here it says nas. There it says malchus of ula. Over here we're talking by a naira. And over there in the Mishnah Makos, we're talking by a bogeris. And that's why over there there's no knas, therefore there's malchus. By here, where it's a naira, that therefore there will be knas and not malchus. So Gemara is medayik, alma kasavra ula. We see that ula holds kohechadika mamanu malchus mamon mishali moka lolaki. We see that ula takes the position that mamanu malchus, the din is that you pay mamon and not malchus. Tosis brings in a new factor that seemingly should be docha the Gemara's raya. V'yim toma minole lahashas. How does the Gemara know that ula holds in general mamon mishalin milka lolaki? Dilma bi'alma savar de milka lolaki o mamon lo mishalin. Maybe ula holds everywhere like the shita that malchus is docha the mamon. So Tosus brings in the fact that we had earlier in the Perek, the Drushos, Naira, Naira, Hanaira. The Gemara was discussing the question of how come you have can have Knas if you have Nairos Pesulos. There are really two different considerations that come up earlier, in terms of Chayvei Lavin, Chayvei Esei, and Chayvei Krisus. The problem over there is that since you can't have Havaya by Chayvei Krisus, so it's not an Isha Sheyesh B'Havaya, or it's not an Isha Haru'uya L'Kaima, so to the extent that it doesn't fit the profile of Lo Siya L'Isha, because this is a woman who's not fit to marry either Tfisas Kedushin, won't work, there won't be Tfisas Kedushin, or you're not allowed to keep her. The halacha is you're not allowed to marry such a woman, so therefore there should be no knas. And therefore there are Tanayim, as we saw earlier, Rav Shimon HaTimni, Rav Shimon HaMenasya, who would disqualify these women, Chayvei Lav and Chayvei Krisus, two shitos. Some disqualify only Chayvei Krisus, one Tana is disqualifying Chayvei Lav from knas. So in that regard, the Mishnah came to say not that way. La'afuke, those tanoim. And the reason that there is knas, despite the fact that it's an isha she lespa havaya or isha she real kaim, is because of the drashas we had naira, naira, hanaira on chav tesamid beis. Tosis is going back to that drasha to say that maybe that drasha accomplishes something else. Now that we have the issue of mamon and malchus together, and l'chayra, what should be the halacha? So the Gemara is medayik that ula must hold mamon trumps malchus. Mamon is docha the malchus everywhere. Says the Gemara, who says everywhere? Maybe ula really subscribes to the halacha that malchus is docha the mamon, kedei b'shasso and abam yakeno, like Rav Yochanan said. But over here, the din would be that mamon and not malchus, because the Torah is marve, naira naira hanaira. The Torah is marve that there's knas. So the Torah is telling you here, you get mamon just like the Pharisee of the Torah. We saw Eden Zelman and Chovel. So here, the exception to the rule, mamon and not malchus. So maybe the Rebbe of Naira, Naira, and Naira is coming to weigh in to tell us that here the din is mamon and not malchus. That's Tosa's question. So we're going to have several answers. Rabbeinu Tam is going to give one answer. Tosus is not going to like it. The Re is going to give another answer. And then it's going to be the Tosus Yishanim with an old Pirush Rabbeinu Tam, which Tosus is going to ask four questions on. And each of these has to be thought about carefully. So we start with Rabbeinu Tam's answer. Tosus right away tells you that he doesn't like it. Doesn't even let Rabbeinu Tam speak. So, Ve'ein Loma. Ve'en lomar kemosha pirish reino tam. But he tells us what reino tam said and tells us why it can't be. Ve'en lomar kemosha pirish reino tam. Now what? De'is virale. This is reino tam's explanation how we know that Ula has to hold by default mammon velo malchus. Reino tam said, de'is virale de ba'alma milkalaki velo mishalim. If Ua would hold in general Malkus v'lo Mamon, if that were true, then Havelegu Ukme Masnisin de Makos Nami Ba'achoso Naira Ube Hisrubo. Then what should Ua have done to resolve the contradiction? What did Ua say? Ua said that the Mishnah in Makos is talking by what? By Bogeris. And the Mishnah here is talking by Naira. So there's no knas in the Mishnah in Malkos. It's Bogeris. That's why there's Malkus. And here there is knas, and that's why he's Mammon. But if the reason why there'd be Mammon over here is only because of the special din of Naira, Naira, Hanaira. But really, without that idea, the halacha should be that Malkus trumps the Mammon. Then what should Ula have done, says Rabbeinu Tam? He should have left the case in Malkos to deal with the case of Naira. But the case would be behisruba, that there was a hasra for the Malkus. There's a hasra for Malkus. So then the Malkus that he's getting will be doche the knas, be doche the mamon. Umas nisin, and our Mishnah would be talking b'shelo hisruba, with that hasra. And that would be enough to answer the question. In other words, to that extent, the naira, naira, hanaira would not override the case in Malkos by Hisrubo. Hisrubo would be Malkos v'lo Mammon, and our Mishnah would be lo Hisrubo, and that would be enough. So why didn't Ula say that, says Rabbeinu Tam? Why didn't Ula resolve the contradiction by simply saying what, in effect, who said that answer? Who gave that answer? Rabbi Yochanan. Ela vadai, so it must be the Gemara is inferring this savar to be almanami, that everywhere else as well, not just over here, mamona mishalim v'lo laki, that the din is mamon and not malchus. Ulahachi lahavi matzi luukmi masnisin demakos b'achos anayra. And that's the reason why he couldn't have said that the Mishnah Malkos is talking by anayra, because the din would be that if there'll be knas, if it's talking by a naira, then the din is by default mammon v'lo malchus. This is Rabbeinu Tam's pshat, and all of this Tosis is already rejecting. He told you right away, ein lomar. Why can't you say such a pshat? De ein ze diuk. This diuk is not a diuk at all. De ikal ameimar. Because you could say the following. The reason why Ula didn't want us really Ula holds all over loka velo mishale. But this is not a diuk. He couldn't have done this answer of hisrubo versus lo hisrubo. The ends a diuk. The ikal ameimar. The ula savalak rish lakish. Ula holds like rish lakish. The lo boy lishnuye can be hisrubo can't show hisrubo. There's a rish lakish later doesn't want to buy into Rabbi Yochanan's teretz. It's a distinction hisrubo and lo hisrubo. Because what is Rabbi Yochanan's teretz predicated on? The idea that the tour that exists with Kedei Rishasso, the Malkus Patis Mammon, is limited to what? Rabbi Yochanan holds to Hisrubo. Chayvi Malkus Shogin would not pater from Mammon, only if he's getting the Malkus. But the theoretical Malkus, the fact that it's low Hisrubo, there won't actually be Malkus, won't pater the Mammon. And Rish Lakish disagrees, and Rish Lakish says that low Hisrubo would be the same Allah as Hisrubo. And therefore, to say that the case of our Mishnah's low history bow is not going to solve the problem that the Malkus should pater the Knas nonetheless, even without getting the Malkus bepoel, is still going to be the basis for patering the Mammon. So it could be Ula holds like that as well. The Iko Lameimar, the Ula Savar Lokresh Lokish, the Lobay Lishmi Kan Bisrubo Kan Shalo Hisrubo, Kidaminul Kamon, like the Gemara is going to say later. Ishlokish has a different solution for the Mishnah. The Ein Chiluk Lididei. The Israel, the Chavi Malkus Shogin, Pturim Natashlumin, Bein Hisrubo, Bein Lo Hisrubo. Because he holds there's no difference between Chavi Malkus, whether you're getting the Malkus, or Shogigin, where there's no Malkus, but Poel, you're still Pater, whether Hasra without Hasra. And therefore, what is the thrust of Tosus' rejection of Rabbeinu Tam? The Imar Binan Liknas, Mikra, below Hisru, what in Hisru? So if there is a basis to be marbe, the chi of knas, by lo hisru, and that can explain why in our Mishnah there'll be knas. So in the case of the Mishnah Makos of hisru, the din should also be that there'll be knas based on the same ribui. If the Torah spoke about naira, 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 that there's knas, so you can't start limiting that application that there'll be knas to a naira to lo hisru. It should apply all cases because it really is no difference. The lo hisru should have the same halacha, malchus v'lo mama. So you almost wonder, what was Rabbeinu Tam thinking? Tosus doesn't give Rabbeinu Tam a chance to even say his piece. Ve'ein lomar, k'mosh apirush Rabbeinu Tam, that the diuk of the Gemara is because Ula didn't give the answer of Rabbi Yochanan of hisru v'lo hisru. Tosus says, what kind of a raya is that? Really, you could still assume that Ula would hold generally malchus v'lo mamon. But as far as giving that chiluk of hisru v'lo hisru, it's not going to help you. Because if Ula holds like Rish Lakish, perhaps he holds like Rish Lakish, and therefore whatever is true by Hisru is true by Lo Hisru. And therefore, as far as we know, there should be there's a ribui. Wherever the ribui is, it should matter Hisru or Lo Hisru. And therefore, the question remains. So maybe Ula holds, like Rabbi Yochanan in general, that Malkus Patas Mamon, but it's only Allah over here because of the Naira Naira Hanaira. So Ula felt the only solution is to say, this is a Naira, this is a Bulgaris. So there's no Knas by Bulgaris. But how does the Gemara know to be Medayit that Ula holds Be'alma Mamon Velo Malkus? What did Rabbeinu Tam think? What was Rabbeinu Tam answering? That no, the Raya is still a Raya, the Gemara has a Raya, because Ula could have answered the stira between the two Mishnayis by saying it's Hisru bo and Malkus, and therefore you get Malkus. And it's Lo Hisru over here, and therefore you have Mamon. Maybe Ula holds like Rish Lakish, and then there's no difference. What would Rabbeinu Tam think?
How do we know he holds like Rish Lakish?
No, but the Gemara is trying to prove Alma Kasavra Ula. How can the Gemara make such an assumption?
Is there any proof that
we don't know? Right, we don't have any. Seemingly, we shouldn't know one way or the other. So, if you could always put here Ula and Rish Lakish, so then the Naira 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 is not going to help you. In other words, if there's a Naira Naira Naira, then it should work in every case. And therefore, maybe that's the reason why Ula was forced to give this Teretz of Naira versus Bulgaris, because of Naira Naira Naira. It's like a special rebut the Torah gave that you have Mamma. Everywhere else, Malkus trumps Mamma. What was Rabbeinu Tam thinking? What kind of teretz was he? Was even presented here? Yeah.
I mean, it seems possible you could say the riboy of the pasuk might only be lo asro. Because Yochanan has to deal with the pasukim also. So Yochanan seemingly also said the pasukim only by lo asro. So it could make sense for Rabbeinu Tam to say that Ula also has a pasuk by only lo asro and not asro at all.
What are you saying? You're saying that lo olam ula kaholtek rish lakish. But clearly, the din of lo hisro bo is not on the same level as the din of hisro bo. The haraya, the proof being that Rav Yochanan limits the din of Malkus pattering Mamon only by Hisrubo. So Rish Lakish goes a step further and says, even lo Hisrubo, he has a Xeris Akasov, a Xeris Shava, right, Maka Maka, Ka Haka, that there's a din of Mahai Malkus Shogigin. But clearly, the din of Mahai Malkus Shogigin is a step beyond, it's a second tier in the din of Malkus pattering Mamon. Malkus patters Mamon when you're getting the Malkus, and then there's another derivative halacha. A derivative halacha that Chayvim Malkus Shogigin will also pater, a new din. So it could be that if you have a riboy Naira Naira Hanaira, who says that the riboy goes in cases, in all cases? Maybe the Naira 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 is coming to override something. It's coming to override the second tier, the second din of Chayvim Malkus Shogigin that has an exception in the context of Knas, of Chi of Knas, Naira Naira Hanaira. So in the case, so if Ula was working with the drasha of Naira Naira Hanaira, so then what he should have done is he should have applied that drasha in the case of Lo Hisru Bo, that here the Torah is waiving what would otherwise be the din of Chayim Malkus Shogigin, and the context of Knas, that din does not hold. But we can still preserve the fundamental halacha of Chayvi Malkus where there is Asra, that will pater Mamon. And therefore you can still leave the Mishnah in in Makos to discuss a Naira case, and that's the case where the Malkus is part of the Mum because it's his Rubo. So that case, the Malkus part, that doesn't get affected by the Naira, Naira, HaNaira. We'll use the Naira, 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 we'll limit it in scope to what case? To the case of Lo His Rubo, which is a second tier, a different Allah of Chayv Malkus Shogun. That gets overridden by the Drasha Naira, Naira, HaNaira. So that's what Rabbeinu Tam meant to say. So how come Ula didn't leave the case of Malkus to be a Naira and just explain that the area was his Rubo, that's why the Malkus part is the Mamon. And over here is Lo His Rubo, so there the Mamon will trump the Malkus only because of the din of Naira, Naira, Naira. Why not say the same thing should be over there in Malkus? That's his Rubo. Who says Naira, Naira, Naira is going to have the power to override even the din of Chavi Malkus with Asra? Maybe Naira, Naira, Naira is only going to limit the din of Chavi Malkus Shogigin. That's what you want to say, Pshan Rabbeinu Tam. Sounds good. Not only does it sound good, but if you look at Tosas Harash, which I gave you, right? To look at Tosas Harash, seems to say that very Pshan Rabbeinu Tam. He doesn't reject Rabbeinu Tam. He says, even if you say Ulohos like Mishlokish, we can still defend and understand Rabbeinu Tam's Pshat in the Gemara, that we can be medayik from Ula, that he must hold everywhere Mammon and not Malkus. Let's look at it together in a Tosa Rush. Can you keep the cheshbon here? We're talking about how the Gemara knows that Ula holds that everywhere the din is fundamentally Mammon below Malkus. Maybe we're asking, maybe Ula holds everywhere else Malkus below Mammon, and it's only over here that the din would be that Mammon below Malkus because of the din of the Riboy of Naira, Naira, HaNaira. That was the problem. So Rabbeinu Tam suggests that if that were true, then Ula should use the answer of Rabbi Yochanan of Hisrubo versus Lo Hisrubo. And the case of Malkus works even by a Naira because the Malkus will pat to the moment by Hisrubo. And the Mishnah over here is talking by a Lo Hisrubo case, and that's where you have Mammon and not Malkus. Tosus asks, but how could that, and therefore what is the Gemara going to prove? It must be that Ula holds no, that even if you have a Hisrubo, it's not going to make Malkus below Mammon. The Allah is Mammon below Malkus everywhere. So he had to give his own answer. Says Tosus, that's not a good proof at all. Let's still assume Ula holds Malkus below Mammon. And here there's a Riboy. But if there's a Riboy and he holds like Rish Lakish, that Hisrubo and Hisrubo are the same thing. So the Lo Hisrubo, Hisrubo are the same thing. So the Torah's Marbe, Naira, 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 it should be in all cases. So therefore, again, that's why Ula was stuck to give an answer of Naira versus Bulgaris. But really, he might agree, generally speaking, Loka Velo Misharim. Says the Tosfos HaRash, no. Even if Ula Hodak Vishlakish, there still could have been reason to limit the drasha of Naira, Naira, HaNaira to the case of Lo Hisrubo. What does he say? If not for the fact that he must hold everywhere that Mammon v'lo Malkus, the Riboy would not be able to override that and say that here it's Mammon v'lo Malkus, but everywhere else Malkus v'lo Mammon. Why? That's basically Rabbeinu Tam. But now he goes on. Vafiru Sviru Kibesh Lakish. He says, even if you tell me Lord Rish Lakish, the Amal Kaman, Chaivi Malkus Shogin Baturin, that could be. But Hani Mili Be'alma. Dula Maitri Kra. There's no extra psukim to override that new din of Chaivi Malkus Shogin Baturin. Aval Hachad Iko Kra. You have what? The Pasuk. What Pasuk? Naira, 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 so that Islam will be crab. The Pachas Shenuchal means put the Pasuk, apply the Pasuk in the most limited scope. So which case do we put the Pasuk? In the case of the lowest Rubo. Dine of lowest Rubo. So basically, Tosa Rush is a very beautiful Pshat Rabbeinu Tam. You wonder now, what was Tosa's? First we ask, what's Pshat Rabbeinu Tam? Tosa is asking such a simple question. He holds like Rish Lakish. Now we turn around. Right, and seemingly, Rabbeinu Tam makes a lot of sense. I mean, I understand he holds like Rish Lakish, but Rish Lakish is a chidush. Be extending the din of Chayvim Malkus to be Shogigin. So maybe the din Nair 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 would only go on that extra extension of the din of Chayvim Malkus Shogigin. But it wouldn't alter the din of the din of what? The din of Chayvim Malkus with Asra. So why did Nula simply say like that? That the case of Malkus can be by a Naira B'Hisrubo. So that's why the Gemara has a right to conclude that Ula must hold the Alma and in general that Mammon v'lo Malkus. That's what Rabbeinu Tam meant. So what was Tosis asking on Rabbeinu Tam? No, maybe it was like Rish Lakish, so it's all the same. What's the machlokis here between Tos and Tos of Rush?
If there's no difference between Lo Hisrubo or Hisrubo Fisichai and Malkus Shogigin.
That seems to be, somehow the machlokis seems to be in some way the nature of the din of Chayvim Malkus Shogigin, according to Rish Lakish, whether it's so closely tied to the din of Chayvim Malkus with Asra to such an extent that they're inseparable. That even if I have a ribui on one, I wouldn't limit the ribui to the low hisrubo. I basically means it overrides everything, even by the case of hisrubo. Tosos didn't see room to distinguish and say we should limit it to the pachas shenuchal, as the Rush puts it. And Tosos Rush seems to say, what do you mean? The ribui notwithstanding, but it wouldn't apply the ribui all the way. So why did Nula simply stay with the case of Naira and use the regular din of Malkus Patrin Mammon to explain Malkus? And the Ribui is not going to touch that case. The Ribui is only going to affect the case of Lo Hisrubo, which is Rish Lakish Salach, which is an extension. So I want you to think about this. It seems to be a Lamdish Machokis in some way. You know, you have to know how to tie it up exactly. It sounds like it's a machlokas, the notion of Rish Lakish, of Chayvim Malkus Shogigin, how to define it, to what extent do you see it as a almost like a basic part of the same halacha? I don't want to say too much, but I want you to understand where we're going here. To what extent do you view that as part and parcel of the same halacha of the din of Malkus Patrin Mammon? So that if I'm going to use a drasha of Naira Naira Naira, it's not like I can start saying it's only going to be on the case of Lo Hisrubo. This, it's one din. It's one and the same halacha. So if I'm overriding that halacha in any aspect, in any respect, I'm totally turning it over completely. Or do I see the din of Chayv Malkus Shogin as a derivative halacha? It's a different halach of a new din of Shogigin patterning. It's not part of the same halacha of Malkus patterning Mammon. It's a new din, and that could be the din that the Naira 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 is coming to override. That might be what Tosa Rush is saying. It seems to be a lamdash machlokas in some way, and very much tied to how to define this din of Chayvim Malkus Shogin, which you haven't really learned yet. But the fact that Tosas couldn't conceive of such a distinction that the Naira 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 is only limited to Lo Hisrubo. And he couldn't accept Rabbeinu Tam's teretz, and Tosa Rush was very comfortable doing it, points to something deeper here. Right? You understand what seems to be, you know, underneath in some way, there's a machlokas relating to how to understand the nature of this din of Chayvim Malkus Shogigin. Eitan, I saw your hand before.
Yeah, we're also assuming that Chayvim Malkus Shogigin is that's a pachos.
Yeah. That's how Tosfos calls it. Yeah,
what's a bigger kiddush? That you get Malkus.
Malkus can pater even if it's not being administered practically. That's a bigger kiddush. So if the Torah is going to override it and say that the mammon, you're going to pay the mammon, and you're not going to, the Malkus, in other words, the Malkus that's theoretical is not going to pater the mammon, right? So that's okay, that's good. The Mammon is not going to get exempted by a theoretical Malkus. But it's a Malkus that you're actually getting because of Hisrubo, to say that that Mammon is not going to be patered, that's a bigger chiddush. So put the Ribui of Naira 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 in the case of the theoretical Malkus that would otherwise have the ability to pater the Mammon. But here the Torah says no. Naira Naira Naira, that the theoretical Malkus will not pater the Mammon. That's a pachos. A chiddush chapachos, but to say that even the malchus that you're getting of Hisrubo is not going to be pattering the mammon. The mammon is going to be here and not pushed away. That's a bigger chiddush. So that's why, if it was all based on the naira naira, Uga could have still kept the case of Malkus by a naira and used it by his rubo, and it wouldn't have been affected by the naira naira naira, because we could limit the scope of that drasha to Uga his rubo. That's a bit, that's the logic of Tosfos Rashi. That's what's a chiddush pachas, because all we're saying is that the Malkus is not nidche by a theoretical. The mammon is not nidche by a theoretical Malkus, but that the mammon should not be pushed away by an actual Malkus. That's a step beyond. Again, Tosfos didn't see room to separate Yosef and then the
Nachum. It's interesting that conceptually this is the same machlokas.
Whether you apply Chayvei Krisus Shogigim.
Right. Is it fundamentally the same thing, or is it a different thing?
Okay, so we may have touched on it then, right? So yeah. In other words, if it's building in
right.
the same halacha, then it should be applied to Chayvei Krisus. Good. Could very well be. Very, very good that you made the connection. Menachem say the same thing. Okay, wonderful. This is part one of Tosfos. This is Rabbeinu Tam. Now we have the Ri. The Ri has a different answer to this question. Here, what's our question? What's the question on the table? What gives the Gemara the right to infer in Ula that he holds in general Mammon Umalkus Mammon Mishamikalalaki? Maybe Ula would generally hold Malkus below Mammon, and the reason why over here he needed to give the answer that he's talking by a Bulgaris in the Mishnah in Malkus is because of the fact that there's a riboy of Naira, Naira, and Naira. B'niro l'ri da'al kachach svirolei mamona mishalem noko l'loki. It must be that Ula has to hold Mammon below Malkus. Midim marbinan b'chad kra Chayvei Lavin, Umechad Chayvei Krisus. Because we have two drushes. Naira Naira, there are two extra Yiturim. If you go back to the Gemara Chavtesan days, the Gemara ends up working out that there are six, but then there are only two that are left. And we say from the two that are left, it's Chad Chayvei Lavin and Chad Chayvei Krisus. Now, the way Tos explained over there, the one of Chayvei Lavin is really Chayvei Lavin plus Chayvei Ese. They're in the same category. What do they have in common? That's anyway Yilkaima, but they are Tafsi Kedushin. We're going according to the Shita, the Chayvei Lavin, Tafsi Kedushin. And then you have Chayvei Krisus, which is the other Yitur, that's for even where it's low Tafsi, Eimba Havai, low Tafsi Kedushin. So that's all good if you hold that in general the din is Mammon Velo Malkus. But if you want to use the Ribui to go on Lafuke, the din of Malkus v'lo Mammon, that the Ribui is coming to tell you that here specifically Mammon v'lo Malkus, then we're not going to be able to use a Ribui, a Yitur for Chayvei Krisus, because we're going to be stuck with one for Chayvei Essay and one for Chayvei Lavin. That's the basic approach of the Ri. How so? Because of course Chayvei Essay has no Malkus, so Chayvei Lavin has something that differentiates it from Chayvei Essay. Until now, Chayvei Essay, Chayvei Lavin are grouped together because what the problem common to both is that it's Ein Ruah L'Kayma. And there's nothing that makes Chayvei Lavin a greater problem than Chayvei Essay. And therefore, the one Ribui goes for both of them. And then you have Chayvei Krisus with the second Ribui. Now that you're throwing in another monkey wrench, now you're throwing in the possibility that the Ribui is coming is intended to override what would otherwise be the din of Malkus Doch being Doch and Mammon. The Malkus is only relevant by Chayvei Lavin. This is the basic approach of the Ri. Let's see. V'nira l'rida karchach svirulei mamona mishalem milka lo laki midam arbinan mechad krua chayvei lavin umechad chayvei krisus. We're using one pas for chayvei lavin and the second yitur is for chayvei krisus. Now, the I be'alma milka laki, if Ula holds fundamentally that everywhere else in Kol HaTorah the din is Malkus and not Mammon, so then, when I have two Yiturim, I'm not going to be able to jump to include what? Chayvei Krisus. Why? Because I'll say the following. Dilma, Chad L'Chayvei Essay. And that speaks to what problem? that it's what? It's Eina
Voyel
Kaima. That's Chayve Yesse. V'chadu Chayve Lavin. And the second Yitur is Chayve Lavin, which has a second problem, a distinct problem that Chayve Yesse doesn't have. Namely, that you would have had Malkus, the path of the Mammal. That what? V'chadu Chayve Lavin. Afagav de be'alma loka be'en ha'mishalim. So here, the second Yitur is coming by Chayve Lavin to tell me that here, that in this case, we will override the din of Malkus v'lo Mammon, and we'll say Mammon v'lo Malkus. And that's what the two Yitum will be used up for. Avachayvi Krisus lo, but the other problem the Chayvi Krisus presents, which is a problem of Lespa Havaya, so then maybe there's no Knas. Mishum to be in on Isha Sheyeshba Havaya. And all of this is Kid Rabbanan, the Amri Kedushin Tovsin Bechayvi Lavin. According to Rabbanan, Chayvi Lavin have Tvisas Kedushin. So it's only Chayvi Krisus that rises to the new problem of Lespa Havaya. And therefore, if Ula would hold in general loka ve'lo mishalem, you can't say that the Riboy is going to tell me over here that it's different to explain why there'll be Malkus, there'll be Mammon and not Malkus, because you won't have a right to jump to Chayvei Krisus. Because I would be able to use the two Yiturin for Chayvei Essay, that's Gafuke in the real Kaima. And the other, if a chayv elavin, to tell me that you don't say Malkus patas a mamma. So the Gemara knows, therefore, that it must be that Ula holds in general that the rule is mamma and below Malkus. And therefore the Yitur is not in any way speaking to that issue, because that issue is not on the table. Because halacha is always mamma and below Malkus. You can't say that Ula is going to be based on the Yitur, and that's when you have to move the Knishta in Malkus to be a Bogeris, because he holds that otherwise it'd be Mammon based on this halacha. If that was what's going on, then you wouldn't know Chayvei Krisus. That's the Ri. Everyone understand the Ri's teretz? Again, the Ri is coming to answer the original Kash of Tosfos. How does Gemara know to infer that Ula is of the opinion Mammon below Malkus everywhere? Maybe generally Ula holds Malkus below Mammon, and over here it's different because of the Naira Naira Naira. Says the Ri, because if that's what's going on, Naira 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 is coming to tell me here you get Mammon and not Malkus, then it'll come out that you'll have two Yiturim used up before you even get to Chayvei Krisus. Until now we were assuming Chayvei Essay, Chayvei Lavin count for one Yitur. One Riboy is that, despite the fact that both of these have the common problem that it's in real kaima. And now the second Yitur goes for Chayvei Krisus, which is a problem, a more significant problem of Lespa Havaya. But if you're telling me that you're introducing the Yitur of Naira 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 to override another problem, that when you have Malkus on the table with Mammon, you should get Malkus and not Mammon, and comes the Yitur to say this time it's the other way around, Mammon vol Malkus. So now one Yitur will be Chayvei Essay, which has the problem of in real kaima. The second Yitur is going to be relevant for Chayvei Lavin. For this unique problem of Malkus v'lo Mammon, comes the Yitur to say Mammon v'lo Malkus. Now you've used up two Yiturim. Now I don't have a basis to be marred by Chayvei Krisus.
That's three.
So the Gemara knows that Ula is obviously not working with the Yitur to override the din of Malkus v'lo Mammon, but Ula holds fundamentally Mammon v'lo Malkus. Okay, questions? There are a couple of questions in Cheshbon here that Pnei Yeshua raises and Mashare touches on them. This takes us back a little bit to the Tosis on the bottom of Lamed Aleph on the Beis. A couple of interesting Ha'aris. The beginning of the Sugya, the Gemara had the Maksha asked the Kasha, wait a second, Uriminu says in our Mishnah, Abalach also gets Malkus. It says gets Knas, it says in Malkus that Balach also gets Malkus, the Kaiman in Elokim Mishalem. So Tosus points out that the Gemara didn't have to ask from Balach also. The Gemara could have asked from Amzeris. No, anyone have a Ha'ara here? According to the Ri's Pshat that we just read, would it be a Kasha Mamzeris? Well, I need to add a little bit. In other words, and what does Tosis say in the next Tosis? What's the Gemara's Kasha? What did the Reis say? The Gemara's Kasha is on which Mishnah? It's on our Mishnah. Because as far as that Mishnah is concerned, we have an easy answer. That Mishnah could be talking by Bogeris. The Kasha is on our Mishnah. No? Somebody? If you remember at the time, Yosef, yeah.
I was just about to say, it seems to be from this Tosfot over here, Rabbeinu seems to be implying that Tosfot would hold that the assumption is in the very beginning that Mamavulaki, yet we go over here, the assumption coming along, and the next Tosfot, that we're even taking the assumption to be Laki Lo Mashalim. So it doesn't seem to work. The two Tosfot start off with different assumptions.
Well, that was we dealing with at the time. That was with the Teresintosis, but even within the Kasha. What are you saying again? I'm missing what you're saying.
It seems the initial assumptions within the Kasha don't work because this also Rameni seems to be implying that from the very start we're going to be asking based on the assumption that Malkus, you get Mamon, but you don't get Malkus.
Why are you saying that was Tosa's assumption? Because Pnei Yeshua said to read Tosa's Teretz. Tosa's gave a Teretz. Why did the Gemara ask the Mamzeres? The Gemara wanted to quote less of that Mishnah. So Pnei Yeshua says, why quote less of that Mishnah? Quote the beginning of our Mishnah, and it's also a good Kasha. Pnei Yeshua learns that Tosa's was thinking that at that point that the Kasha that's really the problem Mishnah is the Mishnah in Malkus, so he'd rather quote less of that. But the Pnei Yeshua turns out that doesn't work with the following Tosfos of the Ri. So the Pnei Yeshua wants to work that out by saying, yeah, but if you go to our Tosfos, then he's going to try to show you that our Tosfos is going to apparently hold differently. So let's see. What is he cheshbon out? Maybe it's...
Can I suggest?
Go ahead, please. Go ahead.
We need, quote, the case of Kares to learn who is rule a mama below Loki. Not for the case of Kares, we don't learn that. Let's
go like this. In other words, the diuk of Alma Kasabra Ula is only clear if you're going to be dealing with the case of Miami Croesus. This is kind of what the Mashah is asking. Maybe look at the Mashah first and the Pnei Yeshua. Let's see. Take a look at the Mashah. Mashah doesn't answer, but he raises a question. Pnei Yeshua says, you see clearly what you have to say here. On our Tosis, the Mashah says, Venero Lari, right? The Tosis concludes Venero Lari that it must be that Ula holds Moment of Lomalkus, otherwise the Chayvei Croesus won't have a Ribui. So the Mashah asks, Ksas Kosha, Akati Meikara, the Parich, Vakaimo and the Inlokin Mishalmin. The original question of the Gemara. Now, Kevin Damasisin Dahasam Nichalei Lu'ukma Bibogeris. The Gemara could very well have entertained the fact that the Mishnah there could talk about Bibogeris. Tosis pointed that out. So, what was the problem of the Gemara? Not on that Mishnah. What was the problem of that Gemara, as Tosis points out on the top of our Amud? On our Mishnah. That why is it saying in our Mishnah that there's Knas? If my kashele amasisin dahacha, the ema dahacha dafka mamon mishalim mishum degali bekra. So as far as our Mishnah, you could simply say that there's a ribui, and that's why there's going to be knas. Oh, the e achai v'krisus kashele elamai. What's the Gemara's kasha from the case of our Mishnah of chai v'krisus? Because you won't have a ribui on chai v'krisus. Ukmosha pirish ri. Aha lo meshani midi. On that, the Gemara didn't really resolve that question by saying what? B'may demukim le'kan b'achoso naira. How did that answer the kash? In other words, what he's asking is, so then something is missing in the Gemara, because the Gemara could easily have understood the case of there to be bogeres. The kash was an our Mishnah. So, and you always have a ribui. So the problem is going to be chayvei krisus. But then how did the answer speak to that kasha? If you want to pin the kasha down to the fact that how do you justify chayvei krisus getting knas, before you even make any diyukim about alma kasavar ula, ula is responding to a question. Define the question for me. The question is, on our Mishnah, how come what? How come this knas is a ribui? The answer is, how come this knas by chayvei krisus? Because the ribui is not going to help for that. That's what the Rebbe said. What's the answer? There it's chayvei, there it's a bulgaris, here's a naira. How does it answer that question? The ode, then he says further. The old, he says, the mashal, a couple of questions here in pshat. My kashu le'il le'mifra chayvesha de masnisin. What did Tosis ask earlier? Dimaschal Ramini. Why ask Mchayvi from Mamachoso? Ask from earlier. Ask from the case of what? Mamzeris. From the race of the Mishnah. Mamzeris. What do you mean? What kind of kash is that? Achayvi lavin lo kashu le'midi. Chayvi lavin, no problem. You have a ribuy of naira, naira, naira. So what's the problem? And again, what was the problem? The Gemara should ask, the Gemara should ask the kasha from Mamzeris. And again, because that could be a Bogeris. The case of Malkus could be Bogeris. We always knew that. He's assuming the Gemara, Tov's asking a kasha, let the Gemara be asking for Mamzeris. And what's the kasha of the Gemara? Not on the mission over there. There's an easy answer to that. Bogeris. What's the kasha? How come there's knas? And Tos says the Gemara could have been asking, not on Achoso, but could have been asking on Mamzeris. No, he can't. Naira, naira, naira. Again, if you work with assumption of Tosis and Daflamin Bezim et Aleph, on the top, that the Kasha of the Gemara was focused on which Mishnah? Mishnah in Ksuvis. So then, first of all, how can you ask for Mamzeris? For that, you have an easy answer. It's got to be only Chayvei Krisus, like the Reis says. And if it's in Chayvei Krisus, then how does the Gemara's answer, Ula's answer, speak to that issue? That's the second similar ha'ara of the Mashah. And then he goes further, third kasha. The Yosef kasha li appears Rabbeinu Tam. Now, Rabbeinu Tam's answer was that how did the Gemara know that Ula was not based on the ribuy of Naira Naira Hanaira? Because otherwise he could have limited Naira 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 to the case of Lo Hisrubo and used the case in Malkus to be that's the case of Asrube. So if that's the case, that's how the Gemara knows he must hold always Mammon v'lo Malkus. So he says in Mashah, my parach meikara, the Gemara's kasha was v'alkaimon de'in elokim mishalim. What's the Gemara asking? I will hold in elokim mishalim. Da'al kochach lo nichale lefluge bin asrube lo asru. Dim ken lo havi makshem midik mashakasav tosus le'el. In other words, the imkei my kashele, the aim of the hachadavka mam nushalim shem degoli bekra naira naira naira. He's asking a similar thing according to Rabbeinu Tam. What's the Gemara's kasha? Rabbeinu Tam gives a teretz that only makes sense after Ula speaks. Ula gave a teretz naira versus bulgaris. Let him say asrube versus go asrube. But before, we haven't said it. We haven't given that teretz yet. The Gemara is not thinking to distinguish in Asubei and Asubei. So the Gemara doesn't have the cheshbon of Rabbeinu Tam to start rebutting the possibility that there's a special ribuy. All of this is only after Ula says what he says, and Ula didn't give Rabbi Yochanan's teretz. But we're going back to the Maksha. So we're going to an earlier frame in the Shaka V'tayr of the Gemara. So you can't bring Rabbeinu Tam's cheshbon into the Gemara's kasha yet, because it hasn't happened yet. Says the Maksha. So then you always have the problem that returns again. So we have maybe a ribuy of naira, naira, naira. So what's the big deal? So basically, whether it's the ri or Rabbeinu Tam, what the Mashah is basically saying is go back to that first Maksha who asks, V'alkami elokim mishalim, and ask Tosus Kasha right then, what's bothering you? Chayvei Lavin shouldn't be a problem at all. Chayvei Krisus, you don't seem to be discussing that because the answer doesn't speak to Chayvei Krisus. And according to Rabbeinu Tam, the whole deal of Rabbeinu Tam to answer why it can't be based on a riboy is only relevant when Ula says what he says. But before that, the Gemara doesn't know anything about Asrei versus Lo Asrei. The Gemara's not thinking to make such a distinction. We haven't said it yet. So what's the Gemara's kasha to begin with? He's basically asking, so what do you do back in the beginning of the Gemara? That's the common denominator of the three ha'aras of the Marsha. So the Pnei Yeshua says, what must we say here? He has it before and he has it again over here. I'm trying to see which is where to work from. One before we spoke at, so maybe we'll do it from there. So the Pnei Yeshua on the earlier Tosis, if you have it, you can look with me and I'll speak it out. But Tosis' problem was, why doesn't the Gemara ask from the Reisha, from Mamzeris? Why only ask Machos? Tosis gives a teretz, Gemara waited, didn't want to quote as much, so the Gemara waited our Mishnah in order to quote less from that Mishnah. Says in my practice, Pnei Yeshua, the Gemara should have asked from the Reisha of our Mishnah. It's first. Okay. Further, says the Pnei Yeshua, according to the Re, the Samach, that's the next Tosfos, the Ikar Kasha is on our Mishnah. So then, again, we should have quoted the beginning of our Mishnah. However, he points out the Masha's point. Mi Pirish Re, Belav Hachi, according to the Re himself, which is our Tosis, our Re, the Gemara couldn't be asking on Mamzeres, because what's the simple answer to that? The Shani Hasam Dechsiv, Naira Naira Naira. So the Gemara couldn't have been asking by Mamzeres. The Gemara couldn't be asking Mamzeres. What could be the Kasha of the Gemara? What would have to be the Kasha of the Gemara? From Chayvei Krisis. Like the recess, Dibra Maschel Alma, Kasava Ula, Kwasha Kasa Marshasha. Ela Karcha, he says, the Diyuka de Tosis Hacha, the Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, Koi, Bidib Maschel Alma. When Tosis says, why doesn't Gemara ask Mechai Velavin from Mamzeres? He's not thinking of the Re. He must be thinking according to Rabbeinu Tam's Pshat. Now you could ask from Mamzeres, just like you can ask from Achosa. Says the Pnei Yeshua, and according to Rabbeinu Tam, Al Korchach, you have to say that the Gemaksha who's asking, the Kaimelon de Inloke Mishalem, must hold which opinion? Malkus v'lo Mamon and the Kasha is in our Mishnah, or Mamon v'lo Malkus and the Kasha is in Mishnah and Malkus? What did the Re say of Daflam Bezamir Aleph? What did the Maksha think? That should be Malkus v'lo Mamon and the Kasha is in Mishnah and Ksumas. Says the Pnei Yeshua, the Cheshbon is no. According to Rabbeinu Tam, the Maksha must hold the other way around. The Maksha's premise, his personal premise, his bias must be Mammon v'lo Malkus, and his problem is the Mishnah and Malkus. Why do we have to say that? K'ligu Yashiv Kushas Masha, K'mo Shafarisham. He'll elaborate in a second. So the Cheshbon Pnei Yeshua is trying to work out that what the Maksha is thinking and who he's asking on is going to be totally in the Machokas of Rabbeinu Tam and the Re in our Tosis. And the Re on the top of Lamed Beis Amid Aleph was consistent with the Re that we just read in our Tosis. And therefore, according to Rabbeinu Tam, the Iker Kasha is on the Mishnah in Makos, because how come you get Makos? You should have Mama. And therefore, Tosis could give the teretz that he gives. Oh, the answer is that the Gemara wants to quote the first case of that Mishnah, not a later case. So we quote Machosa, because the Kasha is in that Mishnah. So what is he referring to? Why does he say that? Why is he assume according to Rabbeinu Tam that the Kasha must be on the Mishnah in Makos, not over here? So that's, he says, he explains better over here. So go to the Pnei Yeshua by us. Hiksha Marsha. Okay. Ve'en lomar k'moshe pirish Rabbeinu Tam. And he brings Tosis Kasha and Rabbeinu Tam. Hiksha Marsha. Da'akati le'el b'divri maksha. The original question that was asked before, Hakaim in Loka Mishalim, what's the problem? Shiny Hacha de Siv HaNaira. That's the problem that the Masha asks on Rabbeinu Tam. What are we asking? You have naira. So that's it. And Rabbeinu Tam only makes a whole cheshbon, and only is relevant after Ula says his piece. And so that's why we know that Ula holds Maman v'lomalkis, and therefore, and Rabbeinu Tam say he would have used the riboy for the case of Lada, the case of Lo Asrube. We don't know yet anything about Asrube, Lo Asrube. So like, what's the kash? Says the Peneshua, it must be that the Maksha himself holds that all over the din is Maman v'lo Malkus, like the Edom Zoman, for example. Koa Meshalim Ein Aloke. Unlike the Re. So the Kasha of the Gemara is on the Mishnah in Makos. Kemoshe Kasav Deleel B'divar Maske Utosus Maske Ureminu. So basically, according to Pnei Yeshua, the Tosis on the top of the Amud that takes as a Dabba Pashat that the Gemara who's asking the question, the Maksha is asking the question, his bias is Malkus Velo Mamon, and his focus was on the Mishnah in Ksuvis. That's all according to the Re. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, it would come out the opposite, that his bias would be Malkus Velo Mamon, and his Kasha was on the Mishnah in Malkus. And that was what his kasha was. And if the answer will be Nara versus Bulgaris. The truth is, if you can Tosis Yeshanim, look in Tosis Yeshanim on the top, the Aleph. You see Tosis Yeshanim has another way to understand the Maksha. Look at the Tosis Yeshanim, the first Tosis Yeshanim on the page. This is connected to the Tosis on the top. Right? Nero Lari Tosis says, Delo Parach Amasnis in the Hassam, Amai Loka. Because we can always answer that's by Beres. The Kasha is the Mishnah over here. Hamay Mishalim Knas, Kivin the Ika Malkus. Tosi Yeshanim disagrees. Nira Ipcha. That Masnisa Nalo Kasha Le Had the Mishalim. The Mishnah in Ksuvis would not be a problem why you get Knas. What could be the simple answer? Says the Tosi Yeshanim. Why? Why do you get Knas? Rabbi Kra. Dahar Rabbi Kra, Chayvi Lav, and Krisus, the Mishalman. So that can never be a Kasha. You always have the Rabbi Kra. So what's the Kasha of the original Maksha? Ella, Ahimas Nisan Kasha Le. The Kasha would have to be on the Mishnah in Malkus. How can you get Malkus? That's what the Pnei Yeshua is saying, is Rabbeinu Tam's position. That's Rabbeinu Tam's reading of the Maksha. How can you get Malkus over there if you have a Chi of Mammon? So now Mammon Shapat to the Malkus. But you couldn't ask on our Mishnah, Rabbi Kra. Elahim asnisin kasha le, amai loke, demash malei, why is it a kasha? It could be Bulgaris. Demash malei, the Iri Hassan ben Naira, do me the masnisin. The Gemara thought there has to be a case of Naira too, like our Mishnah is a Naira. That would be the kasha. Oh, then he points out, you could learn differently. Mio ikal ameima, de paracha masnisin, amai mishalim, bechai bekrisus, ke de pirish ribisamuch. But the other way to say is, and this is probably the Rila Shitasa, that the Mishnah, that the Maksha is asking on our Mishnah, and the Kasha is, how come there's Knas, let the Malkus part of the Knas? Aye, what about the possibility of Rabbi Kra? The answer is, that's not going to help you, because if that were the case, you wouldn't be able to get Knas, for which case? For Chavi Kris, Malchoso. So Rabbi Kra cannot be the answer. So the Gemara would be asking Malkus Shapat to the Mamo, and you can't use Rabbi Kra because then you're still stuck for Chavi Krisus. There's a problem of Lotapsi Kedushin. So he mentions that as a possibility. So this is more or less the two possible ways to go back to the Maksha, and it could be that Rabbeinu Tam and the Re and our Tosis are going to learn different ways in the Maksha, and the Tosis earlier was Dafka the Re himself, the Re Mishitasa over here. The only loose end, Rabosai, is one of the kashas in the Masha was even according to the Re. What did the Masha ask according to the Re? That if the kasha, the Gemara, was Machaive Krisus, what did the Masha ask?
Fine.
So where? What's the Gemara's Terence? Nara versus Bulgaris. I mean, how does that, if the kasha was, what's the kasha? If the kasha was Machaive Krisus, that you don't have a ribui left for Chavi Krisus, what's the teretz from Nara Bulgaris? Nope. the truth is, you anyway have to figure out how the words of the Gemara's Teretz fit the Gemara's Kasha. We dealt with this last time too, the Shita, the Masha earlier. I mean, forget the re over here. The problem of the Gemara was, how can you get Knas, the Malkus Shepata, the Knas? Comes Ula and says, there it's a Bulgaris, here's a Naira. What is Ula really saying? Tosis explains what Ula is really saying. What does Ula really mean to say? That you have a wrong premise, Mr. Maksha. You think Malkus Patus Mammon, I'm telling you the other way around. Mammon Patus Malkus. And basically, how does it work? Now, in terms of the two Mishnah, it's simple. This is a Naira, this is a Bulgaris. And therefore, if there's Mammon, you'll have the Mammon Patus Malkus, and Bulgaris is no Mammon, so therefore there'll be Malkus. So anyway, we have to figure out how it works in the words of Gula. So what's the big problem of the Masha here, in other words? I mean, good. So the Gemara's Kasha could have been, like, if it's Ribui Kra, then Chaybe Krisis is stuck. You don't have a Ribui for Chaybe Krisis. If it's not Ribui Kra, not Ribui Kra, so then the Gemara will be asking Malkus versus Mammon. And Ula says, you're wrong. Really, Mammon Patus Malkus. And the Gemara concludes, Alma Kasava Ula, that what? The Ula holds Mammon for Malkus. Again, you can't assume because of the Ribui Kra, because then your Chaybe Krisis doesn't have a source. Someone had a hand up. Yeah.
Could we just clarify one more time why Rabbeinu Tam has to hold Mishali Meino Loka?
What's the Kasha, the Gemara, according to Rabbeinu Tam? So the Pasha Pshatosa says the Kasha is on our Mishnah. On our Mishnah. After all, Malkus Shepata Mama. What did Rabbeinu Tam say? That we know that Ula holds Mammon v'lo Malkus. Why? Because he didn't give the teretz of Asur Bey versus Lo Asur Bey. Which is, I'm a little fat to it myself, if I was to tell you the truth. I don't know, and I have to think about it more carefully. It's talking not so clear to me now anymore. Before I had it clear, but if anyone has it clear, Adrabi, you tell me. But, Yoel, what do you say?
Who's that again, sir?
I don't know. The Bnei Yeshua, what he's saying, I understand exactly how he gets there. We have to cheshbon better. The Mashah already raises three questions. We started with the Mashah's question. The Bnei Yeshua takes the Mashah's question and just basically makes his own conclusion and says it works out, it comes out, but you'd have to say that Rabbeinu Tam learned the Kasha one way and the Rebbe learned the Kasha the other way. It starts with the Mashah's three questions. The Mashah's questions were, number one, the Gemara's original question, Hakaimun de Ingok in the Mishalman. The Gemara knew that that Mishnah could be Bulgaris. So what was the only Kasha, as Tosis learned earlier, the Kasha was on our Mishnah. How come you get Knas, the Malkus Shepata, the Mammon? On that question, I have a simple answer. No, Goli Kra. So what's left? The Re. The Re says, but Goli Kra can't be the answer, because you'd have another problem. You'd solve one problem, you wouldn't be able to solve the other problem. You would have the problem of Lo Tafsi Kedusha. So he says, Aha Lo Mishani Midi Mishim Demukim Lekan Bachoso Naira. But my Demukim Bachoso Naira, it didn't answer the question. You still shouldn't get Knas, because it's a Lotapsi condition. How did you solve the problem? So, you always have the Goli Kra. Except that you're going to have a new problem with Chaybe Krisis. So to answer Akosu Naira is not going to solve the problem that it's Lotapsi condition. That's the Mashos Kasha, number one. Good. The Ode. What is the Gemara? What was Tosis asking earlier that we should have asked from Chaybe Lavin? According to the Re, Chaybe Lavin has a simple answer, Rabbi Kra. So what was Tosa asking in the beginning of the sugya? You could have asked from Chaybe Lavin. And then he asks further, according to Rabbeinu Tam, what's the Gemara asking? Rabbeinu Tam is saying because we didn't distinguish in Asubei and Lo Asubei, so it's clear that Ulaho is Mishalim Velo Loka. Otherwise, we would have used the Riboy for Lo Asubei. But the Gemara in the beginning, we didn't have any basis to think about distinguishing between Asubei and Lo Asubei. So maybe Mamon Mishalim because of Golikra, Naira Naira Hanaira. That's why you have Mamon in our Mishnah. That's what the Mashiach is asking. So Yeshua says the answer is we're not asking in our Mishnah. We're asking in our Mishnah. I understand Mamon Mishalim Mokalalaki. How come it says Malkus over there? Rabbeinu Tam learned the Kasha different than Tosis, than the Reed. Rabbeinu Tam learned the Kasha was on the Mishnah and Malkus. Okay, look, the Cheshmen are the better, but you know, it's interesting. You have a Tosis on the page, you know, on top of the page. It comes out the way that Peshul works it out. This is only the Re, which works with the Re over here, and the Tosis earlier in Minna will be Rabbeinu Tam. And Rabbeinu Tam, I mean, that's how he works into the Tosis earlier. Both the Kasha and both the Teretz, it's only going to work on Rabbeinu Tam, and you know, one Tosis next to the other, and it actually doesn't necessarily doesn't fully work out with the other. Back just in terms of back to our Tosis. So we have two answers on the table right now to this original Kasha. How does the Gemara know to be Medaik according to Ula, Mammon v'lo Malkus? Maybe really Malkus v'lo Mammon, but here is an exception because Naira Naira Hanaira. So we have the answer of Rabbeinu Tam and the answer of the Re. What comes now in Tosi Shanim to work on for tomorrow is another answer of Rabbeinu Tam, which Tosi is going to ask four kashas on. Just read the first line of it, and then we'll leave the kashas for tomorrow and a lot more that comes with it. Va'ot Pirish Rabbeinu Tam, a further answer to this kasha. How does the Gemara know to Medaik from Ula that Mammon v'lo Malkus? Maybe Ula holds Malkus is Docha the Mammon, but over here it's different because Naira Naira Hanaira. But Old Pirish Rabbeinu Tam, the Dayik, the Mammona Mishalem Midaparich Bogeres Va'ikaboshes Upagam U'Mishani B'Shota V'lo Mishani D'Loka Ve'ina Mishalem Elevada Yisavar D'Ba'al Manami Mammona Mishalem V'lo Laki. A new answer. What's the new answer? The Gemara is inferring from Ula that he holds everywhere Mammon v'lo Malkus, not from what Ula said initially. What was Ula's initial contribution to the conversation in the Gemara? Kan b'achos naira, kan b'achos v'geres. But there was a follow-up on that in the Gemara. The Gemara says, okay, so the Mishnah in Malkus is talking by a naira, and that's why you'll get Malkus. It's talking by Bogeres, and that's why you'll get Malkus. Frak the Gemara, but Bogeres, Ha'ika Boshes Upagam. So still, how come you get Malkus? Ha'ika Boshes Upagam. And the answer is Bishota. Meaning, Ula responds further. He defends himself, he clarifies his answer by a Bogeres and Shota. And then what goes on, Saira b'mefuta. Says Gemara, Alma Kasavar Ula. Where do you see in Ula that he holds Mammon v'lo Malkus? Not from what he originally said, Kan b'achos in the Kan b'achos v'lo. From that, you couldn't prove anything. Because that was the issue of Knas. On the issue of Knas, you could always say Ula holds Mammon v'lo Malkus over here because of Rabbi Kra. But then the Gemara probes further, Bogeres, but there's still Boshet Supagam. What could Ula have said? If he holds fundamentally Malkus Patas Mammon, and the only reason why here there might be a problem is in terms of Rabbi Kra. What's the Rabbi Kra going on? Mm-hmm. On the Knas, not a Boshet Supagam. So Knas, he needed to say, it's talking by Bogeres. Once it's a Bogeres, there's nothing more to ask. What are you going to ask? Bogeres, take a Boshet Supagam. Okay. But the Malkus Patas, the Mammon. the Malkus Patas the Mamet. Why does he have to say anything more? Why does he have to find a way? There's no boshes to put up. Says the Gemara, Alma Kasavra Ula. What? That Ba'alma, not just based on Rabbi Kva, must hold Mammon Velo Malkus everywhere. This is the old Amar Rabbeinu Tam. Tosis is going to ask four questions, but it's interesting. What he doesn't ask is also interesting. The four kashas are coming up, but I want you to think about the following question. See what you do with this question, okay? This is where the Reish Yaakov and a lot of the Mefarshim are very, very, you know, very get into the meat of this issue. In the case of Boshes Upagam, so the Gemara is asking Boshes Upagam. Ula answers the Shota. Why do you have to answer that? What should he have said? Loke Aveinu Mishale. Yeah? Chov B'Chaveru. What's that Lacha B'Chovah? The first roots of Torah. So why would be Loke for Mishale? It should be Mishale Aveinu Loke. What's going on? Something is missing. The whole deek of the Gemara is from the fact that Ula had to answer back by the case of Boshes Upagam, oh, Shota. So, must be that Ula holds Ba'alma Mishalim Ben Eloke. Otherwise, what do I have here? Loke Ben Mishalim. Yeah? What's Boshes Upagam? It's Chavala. What's the Alocha by Chovel? Mobin Velo Malkus. Is that so? All the time? What's Malkus? So there are two things to think about. Two very important akudos that you know already to think about. One for sure you know. Is that true? Over here, let's just, Boshes is Chovel, yeah? So therefore, what should be the din? He should get Mammon and that Malkus for what? For what Avera? For what Avera? What? For Achoso. For Achoso, right? For Achoso. Is that so pashut that Chovel B'Chaveru has in it that it's the Mammon of Chovel is Doche, the Malkus of some other Avera, like Achoso? What does this remind you of?
Rambam.
The Rambam, Chovel B'Yom HaKippurim. Right? Right? So if you hold like the Rambam, now we have a problem. The, how could the Gemara be Medayik from Ula that he had to respond to the question of Boshes Upagam by saying it's Shota, so there's no Boshes Upagam. Why do you have to do that? You have a simple answer, Malkus Velo Mammon. And we're asking, no, Mammon Velo Malkus, it's Chovel. Yeah, but it's Chovel, Mammon of Chovel vis-a-vis Malkus of something else. That's the Chiddush of the Rambam. That by Chovel V'Yom HaKippurim, you'll also have the Din Feresh Rips of Torah. But if you don't agree with the Rambam, the Mechaz Chinuch couldn't conceive of the Rambam, why the Rambam said such a Chiddush? Then the Gemara still works there. But if you hold like the Rambam, then what's the only other conclusion that you might draw from this about the nature of Boshes Upagam? That it's not pure Chovel. This is a very important thing that we're going to have to delve into in the Hemshech of the Tosis. But I'm already pointing it out immediately, right when you get to the beginning. This is already the Beis Yaakov and other Achronim that are wrestling immediately. What's going on here? Once you're dealing with the Mishnah, Boshes Upagam, you have to consider the issue, at least in light of the Rambam, that there's a problem with the fair strips of Torah. So then it should be Mammon Velo Malkus. That's what's coming. That's a little bit what's coming. But, okay.